Blog Talk Radio.
What if? Have you ever wondered what if? What if I'm not in God's word? Not if I'm not in God's truth. What if I'm not in God's one church? Brothers and sisters, I want to take the time to welcome you to Powerhouse Radio Network's weekly powercasting of Absolutely Apostolic and Passionately Pentecostal. I'm Brother Wade, and I want to personally thank you for spending just a few moments of your time today chatting with us today about God's one true church. This week's subject is simply, what if? You know, that's something every one of us has got to look at. What if I'm not in God's one church? You know, we all know what the Word of God says. If we'll just take just a moment and we'll open up our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, you will see right there where the Word says there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now, most of us know that Jesus said, I will build my church. Notice the word there. But whose church is he talking about? Well, we know that it's Christ's church. Now, I want you to pay close attention right here and to the wording here. Jesus does not say, I will build my churches, with an S, but he says church. Now, the word church is singular, meaning one and only one. Now, I want you to also notice this as well. He says the word my. My is a possessive, meaning it belongs only to Christ. So, Christ only built his one true church. And if you're not part of this one church, I'm afraid that you're not going to be happy with the results when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Now, Christ began his one true church almost 2,000 years ago in the book of Acts in chapter 2. Now, before we go there, though, I want to read Ephesians 5 and 25 for you, where it says, Christ loved the church and he gave himself for her. Now, Jesus Christ did not die for an established any of the more than 600 different false denominational churches that we have in the world. All of these false denominational churches were established by men hundreds of years ago after Christ established his one true church. Now, just as counterfeit money is worthless, all these denominational churches are worthless counterfeit imitations. And let me go be so bold to tell you this, they were created by Satan. Now, none of these hundreds of different denominations belong to Christ, but they all belong to Satan. And because of this denominationalism that we see is so horribly sinful, and it stands in opposition to the will of Jesus Christ, as he stated in the Bible. So, I want you to sit back just for a few moments today, and I want you to relax, and I want you to ask yourself, what if? What if I'm in one of these denomination churches that are not teaching the truth? Have you ever thought about that for a minute? Now, a person that truly wants to be right with God, they know they have to study, and they know they have to show themselves approved. That's in the Word of God. But unfortunately, we live in a society that wants free handouts, if you will, and they want it right now. They don't want to wait on it. They don't want to take the time to study. We've become so lazy, not only to work, but to study God's Word and to research what the man behind the pulpit is telling us. We've become lazy. Now, let me ruffle some feathers if I ain't already got them ruffled. Just as a person calls themselves a minister just because they call themselves one, or a preacher, or whatever, doesn't make them a true man of God. The Bible warns us in 2 Timothy 3 and 13, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, that's the Word of God. So, there's so much false doctrine, being taught in the world today that people are so confused they don't know what to believe anymore. Now, if we continue on and we're looking at 2 Timothy 3 and 13, we see Paul was telling us that the imposters would grow worse and worse. It's one thing to be deceived as a congregation, but it's a whole different ball of wax to be deceived as a minister or a so-called minister of God. We're warned in Hebrews 13 and 9, do not be carried away by various and strange doctrines. I can't even speak this morning. So I want you to think about it. All of these 600 denominational churches out there all have their different and opposing false doctrines, their false creeds, different plans of salvation, different kinds of worship, different kinds of organizations, different kinds of teaching about heaven and hell, and so many other false doctrines, I can't name them all. But my question is what part of the one Lord, one faith, one baptism do these people not understand? Now, Jesus asked us in Matthew 15 and 3, he says, why do you also transgress against the commandment of God? Because of your traditions. Now, the religious traditions of men violate the Word of God. And I'm not going to take it, let me rephrase this. I'm going to take it a step further. They're also very sinful. We must not let men take the truth of God's away from us by adding to it, taking away from it, twisting it, perverting it, or whatever you want to say. The Bible says that there are also many rebellious people, idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision. They must be silenced since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for sordid gain what is not right to teach. If you don't believe me, look at Titus chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. That's what the Word of God says. People become so bewildered and so confused with many conflicting beliefs of the denominations out there that they don't know what to believe, they don't know who to believe, or whatever. The many perversions of the denominational churches have also made infidels out of many people. The fact that the Lord has only one church is very unpopular with many people today who don't want to belong to some other, you know, differing, counterfeit denominations of their choice. They want to go wherever they want to. They don't want to make sure that they're in the right Word of God. People have helped Satan to create all these counterfeit churches, for such people do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites by smooth talk and flattery. They deceive the hearts of the simple-minded. You can find that in Romans 16, verse 18. Now, each of these denominational church is as good as the other denominational churches because they're all worthless. They're worthless imitations of counterfeits, and they're created by Satan. Counterfeiters, they try to make counterfeit money, and they try to look at it, make it look just like the real stuff or the real thing. But counterfeiters are not the real thing. Those who make and spread counterfeit money, when they're caught, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be tried, they're going to be convicted, and they're going to be sentenced to prison. Those who are in their counterfeit denominations will one day stand before the Lord Jesus Christ on Judgment Day and will be tried, they will be convicted, and they will be sentenced to eternal torments of hell because they didn't take the time to study God's Word. But Romans 3 and 18 says there is no fear for God before their eyes as they are teaching their false doctrines. We're warned again in Acts 20 and 29 that men shall arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. This is happening in all the denominational churches, but it will cause people to be eternally lost, and this is really something that should get on all of our souls. Christ, Jesus Christ, one true church. The church of Jesus Christ contains only those who served in the manner as the early saints did back in the book of Acts and as in Jesus Christ. Galatians 3 and 27. As many of us were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. So all those outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, one true church, are lost in their different denominations. The saved are those who have been reconciled unto Christ, we know this, to God, in one body, Ephesians 2 and 16, by being what? Baptized into one body. That's in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. So only those who are in the Lord's one true church have been reconciled to God. Now, the Bible teaches us and says, blessed are those who do His commandments. Y'all notice that? That they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates of the city. Now, you can find that one in Revelations 22 and 14. So, to recap just a hair here, only those people who keep God's commandments as given through the Bible are in the Lord's one true church and will enter through the gates of the heavenly city. You've got to do it God's way. As much as it pains me to say this, let me put it this way, as much as it pains me to say this, all others in their denominational churches who are keeping the commandments of men, but they're eternally lost in the torments of hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. That's in Mark 9 and 45. We need to look in the Word of God. We need to see that in 1 John 5 and 3, the Word says, for the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments. I don't understand why people start adding stuff in. That's simple Bible. Those of us who love God, we know that we've got to keep His commandments. But those of us who keep the commandments of men show that they do not love God. If you don't like to do what the Word of God says, then you find yourself in trouble. Now, my next statement I'm about to tell you is not going to be politically correct. I've never been accused of being politically correct. But friends, Jesus came into this world to establish His one and only church. He did this to save the lost and dying humanity. Everyone, you must understand this. If you listen to anything that I ever told you, you must understand this. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. That can be found in Hebrews 5 and 9. Now, these poor souls who obey false denominational churches or doctrines instead of obeying the commandments of Jesus Christ cannot be saved. I don't care how many preachers' hands you raise or you pray for, or excuse me, you shake. I don't care how many little prayers you repeated. You cannot be saved unless you do it the way that God's Word says. Satan has always opposed those who are trying to follow God's will. Satan has his own denominational preachers, if you will, ridiculing and misrepresenting the Lord's one true church. Those in denominational churches are playing Satan's game, and they're playing it the way Satan wants them to play it, as people are running headlong into their own doom of eternal destruction because they're too lazy to open up the Word of God. They're too lazy to study to show themselves approved. They're too lazy to look at God's Word and say, hey, if this was good enough for me, or for those in the book of Acts, then it's good enough for me. I do not understand why somebody can do this. It just drives me crazy when you just take the word of whoever standing behind the pulpit and not actually open up the word of God yourself and look and say, no, he misread that. He misunderstood that. He misquoted that. It drives me totally insane. Now, they will be people, these people will be with Satan forever, and they're going to be tormented in hell because they're too lazy or too busy or whatever to open up the Word of God. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And anyone, listen, and anyone not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, those verses can be found in Revelation 20 and verses 10 and verse 15. Now, since the name of those in any of these denominational churches are not written in God's book of life, they will be cast into the lake of fire. That's what God's word says, right along with Satan. Now, all these denominationalism does great harm because it leads people into an irrational spirit of assurance that I feel in my heart that I'm saved. I said some kind of little prayer. I shook the preacher's hand, and the remarks that were said over me, it destroys a person's capacity to objectively examine their condition in the light of God's word. As look, open up your Bibles. Look, open it up and look. If we look at 2 Corinthians, excuse me. If we look at 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, the word says, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. God's word tells us to open up to make sure that we're learning right, that we're preaching right, that we're teaching right, that we're doing everything that God's word says to do, that we're opening up his word and studying to show ourselves approved, that we're opening up his word and says, this is the way that they were saved from the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it's in the word of God, and this is how I'm going to do it. But instead, they take this false doctrine, this false teaching, this false once saved, always saved nonsense, lie from hell, and they believe it. Now, I'm not going to call out any denomination here, but I was witnessing to someone, and it's been very close to me, and it's been several years back now. Now, and this person, I showed them the truth of the scriptures. I showed them that we've got to repent of our sins. I showed them that we must be baptized in the name of Jesus, and then we shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. I went point after point. All through the book of Acts, I showed them every time someone became known God, that they were baptized in the name of Jesus, they were filled with the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues. Every single place that they may have got the Holy Ghost first, then they were baptized, or vice versa, whatever. I showed them, and it looked like their eyes were opened up, and for the first time they seen that, hey, they was mistold something wrong, and all of a sudden it's just like they knew. I just knew that they were on their way to salvation, and my heart was jumping up and down. But then all of a sudden, it was like Satan just knocked them upside of their head, and that made a statement. And the statement they made, it haunts me to this very day. And they said, you know, I was born on this particular denomination. I was born that way. My grandmother was whatever. My mother is whatever. And I will die and go to hell as a whatever. Now, this, my friends, is why I make this statement about denominationalism. It does great harm because it leads people into some kind of irrational spirit of assurance. This person was so caught up in the fact that all their family members was part of this denomination that nothing else in their life mattered. How sad can that be? Now, let me tell you something. I don't care what in the world you call me. It does not matter to me. You can call me the Church of Christ because I belong to Christ's church. Do you hear what I'm trying to say this afternoon? You can call me a Baptist because I have been baptized in the name of Jesus. And the word says in John 3 and 5 that I believe you have to be baptized to be saved. What does John 3 and 5 say? You must be born again of the water and the Spirit, or you're not going to make it into heaven. Open up the word, church. Oh my goodness, I wish somebody would hear me. And here's something else too. You can even call me a Jehovah Witness if you want to, because I am a witness of the one true living God. Oh, I wish somebody would tell me, but I tell you something here. You will not be able to call me lost, because I know I'm not lost, because I have been baptized. I've repented of my sins. I have been baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of my sins. I have been filled with the Holy Ghost to the uttermost, if you will. But all that can be said at this very moment. Right now, I know I'm saved. But that's a different story for a different day, because I don't want to get on the once saved, always saved bandwagon right now, or preaching against it or whatever. But I want to tell you something here. The Bible warns us in Colossians 2 and 18, let no one cheat you out of your reward. Man cheats himself to think that the unchangeable truth of God's word can be tossed around somehow to fit what man wants them to do. It's sinful to set aside the laws of God and replace them with a man-made religious laws. Do you hear what I'm trying to say? God's one plan of salvation, as contained in the Bible, is to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Read Acts chapter 2, verses 38. Read Acts chapter 22 and 16. We have to be saved, says Mark 16 and 16. And then the Lord, that saved person, is on his way to the one true church. Read Acts chapter 2, verse 47. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that we can see that in Hebrews 11 and 6. By following his instructions as given in the word of God, we will make it in. And when you enter into some denomination that has rejected this plan of salvation, which God says that we've got to repent, that we've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus, that we must, and then we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and you replace it with some kind of salvation, robbing, false human denominational plans of salvation, where I go up and shake some man's hand and I'm going to make it into heaven, you're placing yourself in grave danger when you do that. Anything, and hear me, church, anything that contradicts or is different from God's word that in the Bible is another law of Satan, which is designed to cause many people to be eternally lost in hell. The Bible says in Revelations 12 and 9 that it speaks of Satan as the one who deceives the whole world. Satan believes that his job is to separate, you know, to separate us, man, from what the Bible says. But Jesus says in Luke 8 and 12, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of the heart, lest they shall believe and be saved. Satan does this by taking away God's word out of the hearts of those people in the denominational churches, and he replaces it with some kind of false man-made doctrines or false creeds. And because of this, all people in their denominations, they're going to remain lost. The word of God, when obeyed without addition to it, without subtraction from it, makes Christians only. It is only the word of God that's going to do this. God's word asks this question: how shall we escape if we neglect so great of salvation? Hebrews 2 and 3. There's no escaping this eternal punishment in hell for those who do not obey God's word. We have to be saved, church. Forgiveness is only on God's terms. It's not on man's term. It's not for man to say you're forgiven. It's God's term. Man is not authorized to dictate to God as to how a man must be saved. John 17 and 17 tells us that God's word is truth. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. God's word is truth. Now, I've got only just a few minutes here, so I better start closing this down, and we'll catch this up next week. But I do want everybody to know I appreciate you listening. Once again, I'm Brother Wade, and you've been listening to the Powerhouse Radio Network's weekly powercasting. Oh, I love that, weekly powercasting, of absolutely apostolic, passionately Pentecostal. I want to thank you once again for taking the time, and may God bless each and every one of you and keep you all safe. And if you find yourself in LJ, Georgia, if you're one of the ones that listen to us, we are starting our congregation there in LJ, Georgia. You're going to be seeing a lot of me at the ball games and stuff like that. We'll be handing out bottles of water, sodas, donuts, if I got the funds to buy them. We're going to be handing out stuff like that, but you'll notice me, we'll have banners up, little tents up, and everything else. We're going to be out there outreaching for the people of LOJ, Georgia, and the surrounding communities there in Gilmer County. If you're over in Douglas, Alabama, or in the surrounding areas around Douglas, Alabama, we have a life group that meets on Friday nights, which I think tonight is Friday night. So we'll be meeting on Friday nights in order to do all that. We'll have a little Bible study, a little praise and worship, a little fun and fellowship. We're doing everything that we can to reach our communities, no matter where I'm at, whether I'm in Georgia, whether I'm in Alabama. It really doesn't matter. But I once again, as I've noticed now, things are popping up that I've got just a few minutes left. I really, really, really do want to appreciate everybody for listening to the Powerhouse Radio Network today. Share, if you will, share our link, share our podcast. We have daily, I try to put up something daily as far as our blogs go. We do our podcasting once a week. Twice if I see or hear or know something that's got to go a little different, but we do really try to do it. But pray with us about this. Pray that God shows us the people in LOJ, Georgia that are looking and searching for Him. If you're in there, we also do free counseling as far as pastoral counseling, marriage counseling, drug counseling, and all this other. Email us anytime. We'll be happy to tell you anything that we can do to help. This is Pastor Wade, Brother Wade Gable of the Powerhouse Radio Network. Until next week, God bless everybody. Y'all be safe, guys.